As we do on a Monday morning at this time during the summer season, during the Music Mountain Music Festival season, we are always pleased to get in contact and speak with the artistic director, Oscar Espino-Ruiz, about what's going on the mountain. Oscar, good morning. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Marshall. It's great to be here, and I could hear you talk about the weather. Well, I hope it holds up all the way to the weekend so that we can have a picnic at Music Mountain and enjoy the outdoors together with the concerts.
Now, it was interesting. I was contacted by, once again, by your group that was on last Saturday. I had a great interview with them. And I'm going to be doing an interview with Jive by Five. Bob Parker is going to be joining us. They're coming up in a couple of weeks at Music Mountain. Of course, Robert Parker is, I think, 95, years old, and he still plays drums. He's just an amazing guy. So that interview is coming up. But we'll talk about this weekend. And this weekend, you've got the Riverboat Stompers Jazz Band for your Saturday evening jazz concerts.
Yes, it seems like we really specialize on the classics, classical music, and classical jazz. So on Saturday, the 20th of August, this upcoming Saturday, the Riverboat Stompers come back. They are based in Boston. They've been at Music Mountain, I think, twice already. Lively, traditional New Orleans jazz, Dixieland, swing from the 20s to the recent 60s, the way they put it. Anyway, it's really a lovely and very lively evening of jazz coming up on Saturday, August 20th, 7 p.m. at Music Mountain, which leads me to say that, more and more are coming on Saturdays a little bit before the concert. We start serving wine from 5:30. People bring their own picnic. We have, I think it's 11 picnic tables, and people are having a great time. I mean, Music Mountain is a beautiful, beautiful spot. You have views. There's a great lawn. And, it's great to have a picnic there, then come in and enjoy a lively jazz concert. So, I look forward to this Saturday and the Riverboat Stompers Jazz Band.
I love the different forms of jazz that you performed there. And also, once again, because it's a location which you don't find many nowadays that does not rely on amplification of music, especially with a jazz band that has the horn section and things like that. There's just no better way to hear music.
Yes, that brings me to mention, we got a great compliment yesterday. Yesterday we presented you could call a Baroque string quartet. So the Kramer Quartet was playing Haydn, the theme of our season, on period instruments with gut strings and a very special, very sweet sound that really needs a clear acoustics to be perceived and to retain the sweetness of the sound while we still can project enough. And I could hear from one of the audience members that the acoustics of Gordon Hall were magnificent for the quartet, the Baroque quartet. And I was saying, after all, Gordon Hall was built for the Gordon String Quartet, for a modern string quartet in 1930. But they were saying that it also worked so beautifully for the Baroque Quartet, and they went on to comparing Gordon Hall to Carnegie Hall and other big places, and saying that the acoustics in Gordon Hall at Music Mountain are really up there at par with those incredible halls. So it made us very, very proud.
And you also get the intimacy of Gordon Hall at the same time, which also gives a different perspective of the music when you're there listening. So that is what is
going. That's right. Let me jump in and say, because that's what really makes it special. When somebody goes to Lincoln Center or Carnegie Hall, of course, these are magnificent places. They are gorgeous, but they are very large. And so seeing a string quartet performing like 20 feet away is a different experience. And so at Music Mountain, luckily being a small theater for 260 people, you get the wonderful acoustics, but you also get that kind of bonus from seeing how the sounds are produced, how the musicians are communicating with one another. You know, an eyebrow goes up, a bow shows a gesture, even a face gesture can invite the rest of the quartet to, you know, go deeper into certain mood or certain expression. And it all is part of the performance. I mean, sometimes I like to say that we hear through our ears and through our eyes. And so for that to take place, obviously, you need to be close enough to the ensemble. And at Music Mountain, well, that's precisely what you get, because it's a relatively small theater.
You know, and I have to notice also that the Darius Quartet, once again, young performers and women performers as well.
Yes, that's another very important thing we want to do at Music Mountain. I mean, we are well established. We are on our 93rd season. This is a historical venue with you know, a lot of weight. Some people say is one of the best chamber music festivals to feature string quartets. And we've had them all, really. I mean, you can name top string quartets in the United States and beyond. They have performed at Music Mountain. So if we don't also support the up-and-coming, emerging, younger string quartets, who will? I mean, we really are in a position to do that. I almost feel like, you know, we have a responsibility or a duty to play that mentoring role. And that very much reminds me, 2 weeks ago we had the Ariel Quartet, and it really brought me beautiful memories about Nick Gordon. I started, my first summer was in 2017, and I remember hearing the Ariel Quartet playing Mozart, and I thought they were incredible. The clarity, the energy, the detail, it was magnificent, very special, really, really excellent. And Nick was not so well health-wise already that summer, and would call me after the concert and say, okay, so how are they? And I would share my thoughts with him. And we had this discussion that, well, the same way we brought in, for example, the Shanghai Quartet to sub for the Juilliard Quartet in the 1980s, and then the Shanghai Quartet came summer after summer after summer for over 30 years. Then we discussed about the Ariel Quartet. Well, maybe the Ariel is the next one. I mean, they are really great. They are very young. Let's mentor them. Let's commit to bringing them back next year and beyond. Now, and yeah, Nick and I were in complete agreement. And so there they are. They have continued to come. And 2 weeks ago, they played this incredible concert at Music Mountain, including Mozart. So yeah, Music Mountain supports young quartets also, and we are so proud about that.
Now, last weekend, didn't you have a question and answer session as well?
Yes, actually, this Sunday we had a pre-concert talk, and it's something that we've been doing this summer, and it's been the whole range. I mean, I must say, on the 10th of July, that was perhaps something almost closer to a lecture by a Haydn scholar, but it was, you know, very casual and very informative with some slides and recordings, and then a lot of questions from the audience for about 45 minutes or maybe 30 minutes before the concert. We've done that already two, three times. And then yesterday, we had another pre-concert talk with the Kramer Quartet and the composer, Alexandra Dubois, because the program was all Haydn and then a new work in response to the Haydn Son Quartets. And it was great. I mean, people were very, very, interested and very much thrown into this conversation. They had great questions. Even audience members, I mean, had some answers. I was very impressed. We have a ton of knowledge in the community here near Music Mountain. And, yeah, the questions were great, and the participation was great, very enlightening. Then when the concert starts, you have all this depth of having heard the composer talk about her piece, of having heard the quartet talking about why they play on gut strings and period instruments, and what they feel is special about it, and why they love doing it. And it just completes the circle in a way. It makes the performance much richer and deeper, and it was a beautiful day. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's just another way to enjoy and learn and understand about the music that's being presented at Music Mountain. Once again, the Riverboat Stompers Jazz Band on Saturday, and then on Sunday, the Deus Quartet, Todd Crowe on piano. Just another spectacular weekend, and it looks like the weather is going to hold for you there, so it'll be another beautiful weekend at Music Mountain.
I hope so. Yeah, the Daedalus Quartet is another solid I wouldn't call them a young quartet, but I mean they are quite young, certainly younger than me. But they've been coming to Music Mountain for, I would say, 6-7 years, and every single time it's a solid performance. They are really magnificent, and so is Todd Crowe. I mean he taught at what is it? Wasike? No, a little bit farther than. It's escaping me. But he's been local, and he's an incredible virtuoso at the piano, and always plays with such a warmth. And so they chose the second Dohnányi piano quintet, and this is quite rare, I have to say. Dohnányi wrote two piano quintets, and we've heard the first one quite often. It's youthful and full of energy, and the second one, it's all of that, and in addition, you know, a romantic and very, very warm quartet. So the program is going to be great. They're going to start with Haydn, continuing the Sun Quartet series, then play two short quartets by Amy Beach, and then Chan, a short modern piece that is the discovery piece of the program. And then the second half will have the Dohnányi piano quintet in E flat minor, which is the second one that Dohnányi wrote. Great program.
All right, that's all at Music Mountain this weekend. For more information, 860-824-7126 or musicmountain.org. Oscar, we'll saddle up and we'll do this again next week.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
Take care. Musicmountain.org. That's musicmountain.org on the web if you want more information or tickets.